You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me start by saying this. Currently, the time is 8:35 and the temperature is 53 degrees.
Hey.
There's a reason why I'm doing that. Because I was reading temperature hotlines. Now, if there is anything that divides people and you can tell if someone is of a certain age, is if they know what a time and temperature hotline is. Like, I guarantee you, Josh does not.
Jeremy, I'm going to be honest with you. I did not know about this. I saw this story this morning. I was like, what the heck is this? I've never done that or heard of it.
Before you could grab your phone and look and see what time it was, or before you could look at your phone to see what the temperature was, there was a phone number. And usually we'd go, at the tone, the time will be 6:35. Current temperature, 53.
Why?
Because people didn't maybe know what time it was or what temperature was. They didn't have anything to look at to show any of this stuff. Anyway, the point is, a story came out this morning that there are around the country. It's almost like a novelty thing.
How weird.
And people are calling them. I found they're all over. There's several of them in the Denver area. I found one for Littleton. You call it, and I realize why they're coming back.
Why?
Advertising. In order to get the... You got to sit through like a 30-second commercial.
Brought to you by Geico.
It's something like that.
Yeah, probably. Okay, well, that sounds horrible. That sounds almost as bad as having to open up a newspaper and find movie times. Or having a TV guide. Ugh. Sounds
hey,
stupid.
TV guide used to have great articles.
Sure they did.
The Avalanche only scored 3 goals last night instead of 9. But it was enough to beat the Devils 3-1. That's the 8th win in a row for the Avalanche, who are going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
They're killing it.
Tomorrow night, the Hurricanes will roll. They'll blow into town. The Hurricanes! And the Nuggets tomorrow begin their first round series in San Francisco against the Golden State Warriors. So the playoffs begin for our teams. The Rockies did lose to the Cubbies last night at Coors Field. And those two teams will play 3 more times this weekend. Out at Coors Field. Oh, what else is going on out there? The guy who bought Tom Brady's final touchdown ball, we talked about it on the show. He was at some auction, and they auctioned off the last ball that Tom Brady threw as a touchdown pass, you know, before his retirement. This guy ponied up $518,000 for it. $500,000.
Yeah. For a ball.
The very next day, Tom Brady decided he wasn't going to retire after all. Well, TMZ is reporting that this guy was able to get in touch with the seller and negotiate so the sale is off. The guy does not have to pay $500,000.
Oh, that's good. That's good. They did him a solid.
They say he still is going to have to pay some sort of like fees, like seller fees, but that won't be anywhere near $500,000. So. Wow. If you care about that stuff, here's something that I have a feeling some of our listeners will care about. A News for Nerds story for you. Scientists have been working on rejuvenating skin cells. Now a team in England has managed to take a 53-year-old woman's skin cells, and they say she now looks like she's the equivalent of a 23-year-old's skin.
That's pretty cool.
Think about that.
That's huge.
They're ready to try to start some for it and go to market, but I would say probably within the next 5 to 10 years, they will have this product where it will rejuvenate.
We'll all be silky smooth.
Yeah, and it's not even like rubbing a cream on, because this works inside your body with the cells, so it's probably an injection of something.
Yeah, bye-bye crow's feet.
Let's talk about Pat Sajak for a while. He's 75 years old. When your grandparents get to the age of 75, you'll notice they just start saying things and they don't really care what people think about what they say. It's one of the beauties of growing older. Pat Sajak has outraged people who are watching Wheel of Fortune because one of the contestants described herself as a, quote, opera buff. So Pat Sajak then turned to Vanna and said, "Are you an opera buff?" And she goes, "Yeah." To which Pat replied, "Have you ever watched opera in the buff?"
Oh, Pat, coming in hot.
Apparently, outraged America could not handle this. They want him now fired from Wheel of Fortune.
Leave him alone.
for asking Vanna, who he had worked with for 40 years, if she liked watching opera in the buff. He's just trying to do a stupid
it's
dad
just banter,
joke about opera
and they've
buff.
Been working together for so long. It's like, was she offended?
Well, all it says in the story is, Vanna just laughed it off and said, no!
You pervert! Is there a pee?
Twitter was all lit up with people. Some were saying he needs to be fired. One person said, when did the game show turn into Wheel of Fortune After Dark?
Oh, naughty.
I would like Wheel of Fortune way more if they did some
NC-17
nasty type
stuff.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, let the puzzles even be things. Like, yeah. You know, get off my bleeping lawn. You know, if they did those kind of puzzles.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune's ratings naughty would
stuff.
Quadruple.
That's great. I'd like to buy
quadruple.
Oh, there's three O's. Vanna. That's stupid.
That's
stupid dad
classic.
Joke. Come up there with Pat.
Now somebody's going to be outraged that you made that joke. What else is trending?
Some dude named Russell Wilson is trending locally. I guess he's a sports ball player or something. And he just purchased a new house. $25 million for a 20,000-square-foot mansion in Cherry Hills Village. And it is this story here says it is the most ever paid for a residential property in the metro area. $25 million. And you know it was cash. I've been looking at some pictures of it. They've got some drone footage of this house, and it looks like a convention center. Tons of bedrooms, tons of bathrooms, his and hers walk-in closets, says the listing. Indoor swimming pool, basketball court, guest apartments, 5-acre lot.
Don't you find a 20,000-square-foot house to be a bit vulgar?
It's too much, isn't it?
It's vulgar.
It's. But you know what? If you got it, got the money, you can't take it with you. Go big, right?
Oh, I know, but you could do other things. Well, I don't want to go down.
I know, you could do it. Maybe he is doing other things. He does do other things, right?
I'm sure he is.
Whatever. Dude's got a lot of money, so good for him. Easter this weekend, and this story is talking about the annual consumption of those delicious Peeps is about to explode. 81% of people say, yeah, when I think of Peeps, I think of Easter. And most Americans prefer the chick Peeps over the bunnies, which is the OG. Those are the original Peeps, right? Is the little chick ones. You don't like them? I don't like them either. The only ones I like are the hot tamale flavored ones. They're like cinnamon. They're pretty darn tasty. Story continues to talk about how most people like them fresh out of the package, and then you have that group of people that likes to open them up and let them air out for a day, so they're soft on the inside with a slightly dry exterior, much like Dom Testa here.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Pat Sajak joke. And most people start by decapitating them when they
I've
go in and
eat
them.
Peep, though.
Never eaten a peep?
I don't think so.
What?
Doesn't look even
what?
Like my type of
it's
treat.
I mean, it's a marshmallow. It's not, yeah, it's a, like, eh, it's a
I don't,
slightly crunchy marshmallow.
I don't go racing for the marshmallow aisle when I go to the store.
Why don't you try one this year just to say you have? Like, join the peep
somebody
club.
Just going to give me one for free? I'm not going to go buy one.
Oh, they're like
$1
a box. Your stepdaughter will eat the rest of them. Go buy a box.
You're right about that.
I'm not saying... Sounded
she
bad. Would, it sounded bad. That was
no.
She's
now 20. Yeah. See, but yeah, she eats a bunch of garbage.
She eats garbage. Yes. Yeah. That was not a commentary on her weight or anything. I just want to clear that up before anybody emails me.
You'll get the outraged emails.
I know, but just try
body
one.
Shaming
try
my
one for God.
Way to go, Jer. Way
no,
to
that's
go.
Not what I meant at all.
Whew, I got to put up with this every day, ladies.
It's not what I meant at all. Oh, what else is trending? Do you want to hear about Kim Kardashian? Of course
nope.
You do. People online are speculating that Kim Kardashian is now photoshopping Pete Davidson's face. Mostly his nose and jawline. You can check it out in her latest post. The story here says it looks like he no longer has a bump on his nose and his jawline is more chiseled. And then they did like a little side-by-side comparison. And in both of them, he still looks ugly to me. So, I don't know.
God, body shaming more.
Oh, come on. Everybody says Pete Davidson's unique
by the way,
looking.
Kim Kardashian doesn't Photoshop anything. She's got teams of people that do all that. She hasn't touched that in years.
What else is going on? Tinder is trending this morning. They're bringing back something called Festival Mode. It helps you hook up with people that are going to the same music festival as you are. I don't really know how it works because I've never been on Tinder, but I guess you can link up or like put a little check mark that says you're going to Bonnaroo or Stagecoach or the Governor's Ball or something, and somebody else will be like, oh my God, I'm going too. We should totally go there and hook up.
Listen to you saying you've never been
I've never been on Tinder.
I know about your secret account.
Dude, please. I haven't been on a dating, not a one dating site. I should probably just do it for research purposes, like you eating the peeps. Just to see what's going on out there. Anything else I want to tell you?
I'll tell you what. That will be our trade. You get on Tinder, and I'll eat a peep.
Hey, you have an affair, and I'll eat a peep. It'll be great for the show. All right, that's all I want to tell you. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Speaking of dating, a woman has gone viral for talking about her first date on TikTok. The guy suggested that they just go to Target and walk around. He said, yeah, it might be a little weird, but if it doesn't work out, at least we can get some shopping done. And really, what's the difference, you know, versus going to a park and walking around and getting to know each other? We'll just do it at a Target. Anna on our Facebook said, what's next? A date while he's waiting for car registration or at the doctor's office? And Andrea said, well, those are the dates that my husband and I most frequently go on, so sounds reasonable to me.
I've done this before.
You've dated at a Target?
I had a first date at a Walmart.
What?
And you were involved,
I've never heard
Jeremy.
About this.
You were involved. We met at a coffee shop and spent, I don't know, 45 minutes talking, you know, because it was our first time to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, what are you up to the rest of the day? And she said something. She goes, what about you? And I said, well, I got to go next door to Walmart because this guy I work with, Jeremy, it's his birthday. So I got to go pick out something for his birthday. I want to go look for something.
Yeah. At Walmart. And, that was a great
gift. I said, do you want to go? And she's like, sure. So she went with me. So on our first date, we were walking around Walmart together.
Do you think he'd like this?
For a present for
do you
Jeremy.
Think he'd like this? Do you think he'd like this?
I think I did do that.
You're like, ah, screw it. Let's just get him a gift card.
Honestly, and you know what? That first date went from there to a pool hall, and we shot pool.
Oh, nice.
Then we drove all the way up to North Denver to some restaurant. Then after that, we met my buddy Milo and his wife for cocktails. We went to like five places on the first date. I think the date lasted almost 8 hours. Or something.
How did it end?
The night or the relationship in general?
No, the night. Then where'd you end up?
A quick kiss.
Back at Walmart?
Back at Walmart.
Gotta hit the pharmacy.
No.
All right, I didn't mean to pry. You're uncomfortable now.
Look, I'm not. I'm the one
who you're
it up.
Bright red.
About all of it.
You're bright red.
What else do you want to know?
That's all I wanted to know is how it ended.
not the way you think.
Oh, quickly.
I was a complete,
it ended quickly.
I was a complete gentleman.
That's very kind. That's good. Very nice. That clickbait's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.